My name is Ben Whitelaw. Locally, I'm a beer brewer for a commercial brewery downtown, and I'm also a biscuit maker. I make dog treats out of spent barley. The company's name is Barley Bones, and it's been around since about July of this past summer.
And it's made right here in Chattanooga.
Correct.
Did you get the idea through brewing beer to make the treats?
Sort of. I was a home brewer for a long time, have a lot of friends that are, and it was common for home brewers to take their spent barley and turn it into dog treats. There's some differences between doing that on a home level and then on a commercial level. Just like brewing itself, it's vastly different on a commercial level.
So how long had you been in the brewing beer business?
Well, I've been a commercial brewer for about 2.5 years now. The whole time I was developing this concept for the business, it's been about a little over 3 years from the seed being planted and the actual biscuits making it to market. I went through a lot of different recipes to try to find something that was tasty to dogs and commercially viable and easy to produce. Spent grain's not the easiest thing to work with in the world.
So I'm assuming you have a dog, and maybe he was your test subject?
I do have a dog now. Her name's Gigi. I did not have a dog originally. I used all of my friends and family's dogs as test subjects, so they were very kind.
So obviously barley it's barley bones, and barley's an important ingredient for, I guess, is it all beer or some beers?
Barley is going to be in pretty much every beer. I can't think of one that wouldn't have it. Some wheat beers, you might not have barley, but usually you have some.
What exactly is barley?
Barley is a grain. It's a seed grain that's grown, and then for brewing, it's actually malted.
So what's the similarities with, say, brewing beer and then making with barley and then making a treat with barley?
There's not really any similarities between the two. It's just an advantage, you know, for the dog biscuits. I can source really cheap grain and turn it into dog biscuits. It's just a cheap source of ingredients. Time of the original idea, I didn't know of any other breweries doing this. There are a couple, but not many. There's some other actual business or companies that are independent from breweries that do a similar product as well. Most of which, though, involve flour, wheat flour in their ingredients. My treats are wheat and corn free, and the benefit of that is it's a common allergen for dogs.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Ben Whitelaw, founder of Barley Bones, a Chattanooga-based company that specializes in craft dog treats. A beer brewer on his day job, Whitelaw created the dog treats using barley as a main ingredient, a grain often found in both beer and certain distilled beverages.
When I got the job down at the brewery I'm at now, I saw it as an opportunity to actually see if this business had legs and if it actually work on a commercial scale. So I spent the first, you know, year and a half there getting a little bit of spent grain here and there and trying to figure out the best way to make a treat out of it that was economical from a business standpoint and kind of also stayed true to the idea of it being spent barley.
Had you done cooking before? Were you a cook?
I've dabbled in cooking. You know, I never really was a baker, and this is baking. So I had a really hard time with it. And I'll tell you, the breakthrough came like 2 weeks before Christmas, about 2.5 years ago. And I had my dad stay with me for a week. And he's rather scientific, and he kind of put everything in a new perspective for me. And, you know, at that point, we started measuring everything out gram by gram. And that ended up allowing me to make a formula that worked a lot better than what I was doing previously.
And you do it all in your house?
I do. I started in my kitchen, and now it's moved to my dining room. There's not enough room in my kitchen anymore, so I, you know, got rid of the dining room table and bought some stainless steel tables and, you know, a mixer and a dough sheeter and a peanut butter maker, and now I, you know, spend my days making dog biscuits in my dining room.
How much can you produce a week or however it works?
Yeah, right now, I mean, basically at this point, I have two dehydrator ovens that I've made that produce 25 pounds. Takes about 3.5 to 4 hours to make enough biscuits to put in that. So theoretically 25 pounds a day, maybe 200 pounds a week.
And the ingredients, they're all local or regional, right?
For the most part, they are. The one thing that does not come regionally or locally, my organic rye and oat flour comes from Minnesota. So at least it's, you know, it's eastern half of the United States, I guess you could say. But I do, I source the spent barley locally, obviously. The cheese comes from Philadelphia, Tennessee. And the peanuts are from this little town in Georgia called Brooklet, Georgia. It's a sustainable farm that's been around for about 15 years or so.
Have you flirted with a type of dog treat and it just didn't work? The dogs were just kind of, no way.
The only treat I've tried to make that didn't work out, and it was less about the dogs and it was more about shelf life. I was, early on, I was experimenting with making a bacon-flavored dog treat. I haven't been able to figure that one out. They molded it about 24 hours, so they didn't last very long.
I meant to ask you, did you go to school for any of this? Or
No. I graduated from UTK, but it was not for business or for brewing or for anything at all related. It actually was for urban studies, where actually Chattanooga is the number two example in all the textbooks of I guess, urban rejuvenation.
Right.
So it was really interesting to study it, but it was pointless for my life and career, I guess.
So where can people buy Barley Bones?
If you live on Signal Mountain, you can buy them at Pruitt's. And on the North Shore, you can buy them at Nugapaw's. And in St. Elmo, you can buy them at Moccasin Bend Brewery. There's several other locations around town as well. They're available on our website to buy, and you can actually look at the buy local page and find other stores as well.
So what kind of dog do you have?
My dog is a shelter rescue. She's a special needs dog that was had been adopted as a puppy and then returned back to McCamey as an adult, and was really, really shy, not really sure what happened, but she is she's a mix, you know. Very pretty dog, a brindled coat.
She's lucky. She's got a owner who makes dog treats.
Right. She's spoiled. She is spoiled. She gets dog treats for no reason.
For more information on Barley Bones, you can find them on Twitter and Facebook or at their website, crafttreats.com. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.